Vieras.
Yeah, Ulex. Welcome to studio, Michael Miley from Rival Sons. How did you like that song?
I thought that was a pretty good song. Who was that?
Yeah, it sounded pretty good, even though it's a few years old, right?
Yeah, a couple years old.
Great to have you back in Finland again, Michael. Rival Sons has been here for a few times. You've played festivals and gigs, more private clubs. What makes you come back to Finland over and over again?
The people. I think you keep buying tickets and you keep buying albums, and we like that.
Yeah, well, that's the basic stuff of, you know, being a fan.
And I think just the vibe is here. Everyone wants to party and rock and roll and have a good time, you know? So that's kind of what makes rock and roll, makes the motor run, you know?
Yeah, and we're special, right?
Of course.
Yeah, you don't say that in any other country, only in Finland.
Never, never. Only in Finland are there special people. Everywhere else in the world are
generic and they don't know how to party. Well, you do have a special relationship to a country nearby. I hear you just moved to Estonia. You fell in love and had a baby. Congratulations.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I didn't have the baby, but
a baby.
I made one.
So how about Estonia compared to the California sun? Are you devastated?
It's definitely colder than what I'm used to. And I grew up surfing and skateboarding and you know, I mean, just being like in January, you could be wearing shorts, you know, and a t-shirt. And so, you know,
sounds like a dream.
I came here, yeah, this spring, and it hasn't been more than 10.
Well, this is a great spring, you know, don't complain. It'll get worse.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry about it, but that's the truth, at least in Finland. Okay, so you do you like living in Estonia? Is it nice or is it just about the darkness? What are the good parts of the northern countries?
Well, for me, it's when I spend my time off there, so I'm just relaxing and chilling out. And, you know, Estonia, the entire population is like maybe 10% of the population of Los Angeles. So it's very relaxing, and I get to go there and plant potatoes and work in the garden and raise earthworms.
You got a green thumb?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, my dream has been to like be able to grow my own crops, and in California, that's in Los Angeles, it's harder than not to like have a big garden and a big piece of land and stuff. So,
and we were just talking how maybe that's more rock and roll these days. It's not about drugs and groupies. It's more about being down to earth and planting potatoes.
Yeah, yeah, and being conscious, you know. It's like rock and roll is always like kind of the opposite of what's going on in a culture, you know. It's like the antithesis of the culture. So being rock and roll now is being very aware.
Yeah, being intellectual. That's true. Well, how is this working out for Rival Sons? Is it like a lot of musicians say that being in a band is kind of like being in a relationship with a bunch of dudes. Mm-hmm. So now this is a long distance relationship. How does it work?
Awesome.
It works well.
Because I don't see those guys when I'm when I'm not on tour. I mean, we see each other enough, you know, on tour enough throughout the year, and you know, we're family men, you know. That's rock and roll too, where everybody's married and
so you don't have any problems with scheduling or, you know. Well, I hear that Rival Sons is really fast and you have this kind of a rock and roll again attitude towards making music. You go to a studio, you compose the songs in and out in a month, everything's done really fast. So maybe long distance works for you.
Yeah, well, and the more successful you get, the more you can live wherever you want. And like right now, scheduling has been kind of hard, but we're doing everything in big spurts of time, you know? So we made the record, then we came home and did photo shoots, video shoots, mastered the record, planned the album artwork. We did all this in like a 3-week period, and it was crazy. And then I left, and then now I come back in 2 weeks. And then we'll rehearse for 2 weeks. Then I come back and then I meet everybody in Helsinki for the Aerosmith shows.
Yeah, you are coming to Helsinki to play an Aerosmith song. And you mentioned your new album, The Great Western Valkyrie. So everybody says that I've read that you always make albums really fast. Was it the same way with this album? Did you record it fast?
Yeah, yeah. We made the songs. We do like a song a day and compose them and just try to move on so we don't overthink.
Song a day. Wow, that's really fast. Well, you can hear it on the music. It's really live based and you can hear the band and the live thing going on. Well, Rival Sons has a really good base of fans in Europe and you are a well-known band, but you have also done a lot of warming up gigs to even huger bands like AC/DC or Judas Priest or Evanescence. I know you guys always do a really good live show and you always give 110%, but it's got to be different playing as a warm-up band. What makes it different?
Well, because you're kind of fighting to win the crowd, you know? Because, for like AC/DC, 90% of the people, 95% of the people didn't give a rat's butt who we are, you know? And so it's like an uphill battle. So you're working hard, you're fighting to win those hearts. But whereas a sold out show when you're headlining, you know, we come to Helsinki and, you know, there's 2,000 people there to see us. You're still fighting. It's just in a different way. So we're always working hard, no matter who we're playing for.
Yeah, but you're going to play an awesome gig on the 30th of May when you're opening up for Aerosmith in the Hartwall Arena. Thank you very much for coming, Michael. And
thanks for having me.
We'll hope you will see you again sometime.
Vieras.